こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。1個目、カリフォルニア州立大学チャンネルアイランド校のチームが無神論者の成人222人を対象に研究を行い、人生に意味を感じる度合いについて、無神論が一般的な考え方であると告げられた被験者では変化がないのに対し、無神論は珍しい考え方であると告げられた被験者では増加していることが分かりました。過去の研究で死について考えるとき、キリスト教徒の場合は生きる意味の度合いが変化しないのに対し、無神論者の場合は減少するため、チームは今回の研究でこの変化を逆行させる仮説として、無神論は一般的であると告げる方法を取りました。しかし仮説とは反対に、無神論者が少ないと告げることによって生きる意味の度合いが増加する結果となりました。
Researchers from California State University Channel Islands conducted a study involving 222 adult atheists in order to investigate their sense of meaning in life. They found that there was no change in the level of meaning felt by atheists who were told that atheism is a common belief. However, atheists who were told that atheism is a rare belief experienced an increase in meaning. Previous research has shown that when contemplating death,Christians' sense of meaning in life remains unchanged, while for atheists it decreases. The team hypothesized that telling participants that atheism is common would increase their sense of meaning, but instead it decreased it, and informing participants that there are fewer atheists actually resulted in an increase in their sense of meaning in life.
そう、だから逆の結果になったっていうことなんだけど、死について認知する、その自分はいつか死ぬんだって認識するっていうことは生き物として多大な不安につながるが、人間はそれを文化的心理的な防衛本能を発達して克服してきましたと。だから生きる意味とか目的について考えたり、肉体的な死の後にも何か続いていくような、まあ、天国とかもそうだし、あの子孫を残してとかね、うん、でただこの無神論っていうことに関しては、世界の見方 World View を共有しているのじゃなくて、心情がないっていう、そのないっていう事実を共有しているので、他にも同じ人がいますよって言われたところで、宗教とかが提供するプロテクションは提供されないのではっていうふうにここでは説明されてた。
うん、
面白いよね。
It's kind of a heavy topicTo just start with. I feel like maybe we should have started with your next topic, but I've always been fascinated by this topic of it. I have been, I mean, you don't consider yourself atheist right now, right? You're agnostic?
Yeah.
Yeah. So...Where does the meaning come from? I mean, did they investigate that at all? Like, where, why, I guess my question is, why does it increase if there are less atheists in the world?
ね、だからその理由は、まあ、この研究だけではわからないし、まあ、想像するしかないんだけど、例えば私はアグノスティック、不可知論者、だから無神論者ではないんだけど、不可知論者の中も私個人的には仲間意識を感じるわけ。他に、あ、私もアグノスティックだよっていう人がいたら、おお、だよねみたいな、なんか同じページ感があるというかさ、で、これ最近実際あったんだ、何回かあったのよ、その経験がね、で、あ、一緒だねみたいなさ。ただ自分が大人になってから気づいたことなんだけど、世界に宗教を信じている人がたくさんいるからこそ、自分が安心して不可知論者でいられる側面が実はあるなみたいな。
How does that? I don't understand that part. Can you explain that?
なんか みんなが無神論とか不可知論だったらそれはそれで怖いというかあのなんだろう、若い時ほど私は結構合理主義万歳みたいな、無駄は全部省いてガンガン効率化していこうぜ、それがもう最善だみたいな考え方だったんだけど、
うん、
まあ、年齢を重ねたりとか子供ができていろいろちょっと考え方も変わってきて、なんかやっぱりその科学的には説明できないし、まあ、例えばサンタさんとかもそうだし、天国地獄のコンセプトとかもそうなんだけど、なんかそういうふわふわしたというかこうであったらいいなみたいなコンセプトが存在してるからこそ自分は怖がらずにアグノスティックでいられるというか、意味わかる？
I think so. I mean, I mean, does this tie into your sort of no free will idea that it's like you didn't choose to be agnostic, but that's sort of where you are? Because that's how I feel about my agnosticism, I guess. It's like I tried really hard to be religious. I tried really hard to be atheist. But like the atheist position to me is more ridiculous than the religious position now. And at one point I thought that I was atheist. I was so sure about what I believed wasn't true, you know? Mm. But I don't really get a sense of comfort from agnosticism. I think that's not a position I chose. It's just the state of my worldview, which is kind of しょうがない. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, そう、しょうがない。だってそうじゃんみたいな。その、なんかこれを信じるぞって思って信じたわけじゃなくて、それがアグノスティックっていうことじゃん。そう、だってわかんないじゃんっていう。だから、まあ、息子はさ、イギリスで学校行ってて、キリスト教だ、教の学校ばっかりだからさ、学校で、まあ、そこまでキリスト教度合いが強くない学校でもやっぱりイースターとかネイティビティとかやるわけじゃん、
mm-hmm.
でジーザスは一回死んだけど生まれ変わりましたとか、ね、天国へ行く地獄に行く、そういうコンセプトを教わってきたりとかして、だからアグノスティックだからこそ別にそれを否定する必要もないし、かといっていやそれが事実だよっていう必要もなくて、まあ楽なんだよね。でいいとこ取りもできるじゃん、その子供に何かコンフォート与えたいときは別に、ね、そっちを選択することもできるし、例えば猫が死んだときとかにさ、
うん、
でもこれは死んでも無になったんだよみたいなことを別に言う、ね、息子がそっちの方がコンフォート感じるんだったらそれでもいいんだけど、今やっぱり4歳でもうちょっとこう、ま、天国ってはっきり言わなくてもいいけど何かこうまだねあるのかもしれないとか、うん、私は今日 2パターン話をするようにしてるけど、それ宗教版と、宗教とかまあスピリチュアル版、そのどっかから見てくれてるかもしれない、星になったかもしれないとか、そういうバージョンと、まあ、その肉体版アシェスとかを撒いたらいろんなものになれるわけじゃん、
うん、
こ
う
鳥が食べて鳥の一部になるかもしれない、草の肥料になって、ね、お花になるかもしれない、死んでしまったけど、はい、まあ、いろんなものになれるよとか、そういうね、だからそう、だからあんまり、そうね、だから自分は、ね、年齢が、年齢の問題なのかな、わかんない、なんかその王室とか皇室とかも一緒で、その純粋にまあ人権侵害だし税金もかかるし、歴史的にはまあ微妙っちゃ微妙だし、なければないに越したことないってずっと思ってたのね。でオーガナイズ・リリジョンもそれは一緒で、組織的犯罪が生まれる場合もあるし、抑圧される人もいるし、分断も生まれるし、自分自身もトラウマになったし、ないに越したことないと思ってたんだけど、 でそれは結構今でこそ合理主義が蔓延してそれが普通って思う人も増えてる気がするけど、ちょっと前まで結構過激な考え方だったわけじゃんそれは、
うん、
それが自分がこう最近になって逆行してるっていうか、なんかその宗教もそれ皇室王室とかも結局そのモラル的な意味でお手本になってるわけじゃんとか、そういう生きる意味を与えている、
right.
まあいろいろ、
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean, 最近の研究でもさ、そのキリスト教徒の人の方がトラウマから立ち直るスピードが速いとか、その困難に直面した時のメンタリティっていう意味ではすごく強いとか、
uh-huh.
まあ、困っちゃった時に困窮した時にコミュニティがあるとか、まあ、いろいろこういい面っていうのもあって、合理的かっていうとそうじゃないかもしれないんだけど、
well,
何かこう
I think there's an understanding developing thatthese faith-based religions are flawed and they make mistakes, and we see them adapt to societal changes in our values. They're not leading. If they were, you know, if they had a line to, you know, a divine line to God or something, then the church would say something and people would be like, oh yeah, and then we wouldadapt that way, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sort of an assumption there, but I do think that religion, like language, is alive in a sense, and it evolves and it's refined, and it, you know, affects human behavior, and part of that is religion.As a cultural phenomenon, and it has served an evolutionary function that is net positive, I think, for most people, despite the fact that it has led to conflict when these different systems interact, you know, with globalism. But, you know, so there needs to be a new stabilizing metaphor.For reality, we didn't evolve to think about, you know, exoplanets or the Big Bang or string theory. Like, we didn't evolve to think about those things. And I think a lot of the, I think some of the mental health crisis going on is actually, you know, caused, I don't know if cause is the right word, but it's secular people thatI think reality itself can cause psychosis. Like, you can fly too close to the sun and get really spun around and confused, especially if you don't have, you know, a stabilizing metaphor for your worldview. Like, what does this mean? Like, what the hell is going on, you know, this planet? So
there was coronation here, and
right.
I've been thinking, I mean, because like after the Queen Elizabeth's funeral too, there's a lot of opportunity for me to think about this, but
okay.
なんかその virtue signaling の塊みたいな人々というかさ、その、あの、王室とか皇室だけじゃなくてお坊さんとか神父様とかもそうだと思うんだけど、実際腹の中はまあどうかは誰にも分かんないけど、対外的には常にこう倫理的に正しい行動を取るみたいな、こう礼儀正しくてジェネラスで品と知性があって威厳があるみたいなさ、そのこう若干人間を超越しているというか、なんかそのロールモデルとしての存在みたいなのがそのあった方がいい悪いっていう話じゃなくて、ある方が I think it's easier for a lot of people, right?、Like something that you can look up to, something that you can just follow without、right. really like thinking about a lot of things, a lot of conflicts.
But
there's always an answer.
Doesn't some of that lead people to speculate aboutyou know, celebrities being vampires or celebrities being, you know, part of the Illuminati, and that there's conspiracy to...
Yeah, but I think for most people, right? Most people, まあ、そういうのがあった方が楽に生きられる。その例えばキリスト教でも何か辛いことがあった時に、あ、これは神から与えられた試練なんだみたいな、その乗り越えられないものはないっていうふうに本当に思えれば、そう思えない人に比べて、まあ、強いよね当然。だからそういう意味では、みんなが無神論者だよって、自分が無神論者だとしても周りもみんなそうだよって言われることが、何かポジティブなプラスなものを生むか、そういう場合ももちろんあると思うんだよね。その、あ、みんなと一緒だなって思える部分もちろんあると思うんだけど、なんかこう、みんな無神論者だよって言った時に、うん、なんかそれが生きる意味が、意味を見出すことにプラスにつながるかっていうと、確かに難しそうというか、まあ想像するしかないけど。
It sounds kind of scary to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, it's not, it doesn't really tell you anything about what they actually believe. And, you know, I'm sure you've had this experience too, but if you ask atheists why they believe that there's, like, no God, I mean, you'll get very different answers, because there's nothing, you know, they don't really believe something in common, and they may have different reasons for what they believe, but this mode of having no worldview, I mean, I don't know how it works. Do you remember the conversation we had with Kai, where I was asking him, like, what do you believe then, if you don't believe this, you know? And a lot of people just don't think that much about these things.
Right.
They're just not that interested.
Yeah. Well,
which is so confusing to me, but it's real. I mean, that's, you know, it's up to them, obviously.
うん、まあだからすごい強いよね多分とは思う。その無神論者でいられるっていうことはメンタルがすごい強いのかなって私は勝手に想像するけど、で何か自分がすごく弱ってる時とか、誰か近しい人が死んじゃったとか、そういう時にこう、でなんか選択肢がないというか、そのこうだったらいいなとか、今はこっちを信じとこうとか、その自分の都合いいようにさ変えることができないってなるとね、結構常に現実を突きつけられた状態で、現実っていうか、その今見えてる現実だけになると、そりゃそうだから、ちょっと話を聞いてみたい。なんか周りにさ、無神論者ですって、はっきり無神論者ですっていう人がいないんだよね私。
I think there's a problem with the semantics, where a lot of people who identify as atheist are actually agnostic. And I actually think a lot of people that identify as religious are actually agnostic. Like,
まあ確かにね、そういう人もいっぱいいる。
Yeah, they identify as religious, but do they inside themselves, do they really know for sure? Or is there some uncertainty there? Because... So I think a lot of people, you know, who are religious, who go to church, and may believe in some of those things, are, you know, fundamentally agnostic. But,
yeah, so なんかね、この間そのまあコーネーション見てて。やっぱすごい反対の人もいるし、すごい賛成の人もいるし、その間のスペクトラムの人もいるし、すごいわけじゃん。
What is the coronation? They just put the thing on his head, right? The crown.
Yeah, so
that's it, right?
任命式みたいな。Yeah.
So the ceremony around the coronation could hypothetically, you know, cost, I don't know, $100 or it could cost $10 million. Yeah. Like they could make this ceremony whatever they want, right? So what did it end up actually being?
I forget. It's crazy amount of money because, you know, they have to pay the security. They have the coronation concert, whatever that is. And, you know, they flew Katy Perry over and, you know, not just Katy Perry, but a lot of celebrities came to perform. And a lot of people think that it's a waste of money because we're going through this cost of living crisis. And what is this, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who don't have enough food to eat, and this king is having this party on TV, which is crazy. But
were there any like influencers or like YouTuber level people there, or was it mostly like the Hollywood level celebrities there?
Also, no coronation concert,
or just the event. You know, were there a bunch of celebrities at the event, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, just for the concert?
It's just for the concert. Like, 普通の人 チケット 買ったのかな? まあ普通の peasants 市民と あとその royal family が まあ見てて 実際の coronation 自体はさ 日本からも多分あの何紀子様と her husband, what's his name, he went there, and I think Joe Biden's wife was there, and
Jill.
All these like basically royal family from other countries and politicians, you know, these people were there at Westminster, I think. But
so what did they, there was a concert, they put the thing on his head, and then what? Or like, what happened?
Nothing really, but okay. There's this crazy, like, so.
Why does it cost so much money? Just the security for the concert, or?
Yeah, and just everything, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, 当然そのね王室を廃止しろみたいな人たちは毎回毎回こういうたんびに 出てきて批判していて、まあ合理的なこと言ってるわけだよね。そりゃそうだよなっていう。で、ただなんか現時点で存在する以上、それを急になくすことのマイナス面っていうのも確かにあるわけだよね。なんかその、まあ日本の天皇とかもそうだと思うんだけど、なんかこう、なんて言えばいいんだろう。 なんか常に笑顔でこしが低くて出現しない、そのなんかロールモデルみたいな、なんかがいることによって、こう、まあ、国民のアイデンティティとか、なんか治安とかそういうのが、に一応影響があるんではないかみたいな。
Is there,
I don't know.
Is this a good thing for like, nationalist sentiment or morale? Nationalist morale? Or?
確かに今すぐに例えば廃止したらそれに関わってるお金とかさ全然ね他のことに使えるとかプラスなことはめちゃくちゃあると思うんだけど、ただネットその最終損益で見た時にどっちに転ぶかっていうのはちょっと誰にも分かんないというか実は微妙なんじゃないかなっていう気はしてきている最近。
What does the crown look like?
Crown looks crazy, but I think
it's a big crown.
I don't know. まあ、あとね、イギリスはね、やっぱ帝国エンパイアだったから、その人の国からさ盗んできた巨大なダイヤとかがついてたりとかして、またそれはそれでさ、問題なわけじゃん。その返せやみたいな話もあるし、ね、その昔、その過去のまあいろいろやらかしてきたことを。 まあ、そのたんびに思い出すわけだよね、そのやられた側の国の人とかは。だからこう、まあ微妙な面もたくさんもちろんある。Is
the crown is the crown open or is it closed on the top?
It's closed on the top, I think.
Does it have like red
like
fabric up there?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a hat.
Hat っていうか、スポンってこうなんかはめる感じ。
does it block the sun at all, or it doesn't have that function?
No. あとすごい重いらしいよ。もう首が折れそうみたいな。
Does it have like a front, a clear front and back? Like, is there an orientation, or can you just put the hat on anyway?
Oh, no.
Okay. But you can't feel which part is the front, right? Like, it's not obvious. So you'd have to look at the crown and see, like, okay, this is the front. And then put it on like that,
so,
right?
So. 飾りがあるから。なんでそこは気になるの? 意味わかんないんだけど。
I don't wear crowns. I just wonder.
いや、誰もしないから。
What it's like.
誰もしないから。
Well, they put it on his head, right? For the first time.
Yeah.
He's probably not that comfortable wearing it yet. He has to, like, break it in.
いや、というかそこでしかかぶんないでしょ。もうかぶんないよ。
What? But there's probably some events or something where he puts it on, right?
いや、どうなんだろう。いや、普段は多分しまってあるんだね。
There's so many, like, royal celebrations and stuff that they're, you know, going to spend money on, where he might want to put that on, right? Like, he could if he wanted to.
Yeah.
Is he not... He's not allowed to wear the crown after this?
いや、なんかいろいろ決まってると思うよ。こういう時にだけつけるみたいなさ。だって、あの、カミラもそうじゃん。
But he can change the rules, can't he?
I don't think so.
He can just put the crown on, and they're like, hey, you can't do that. And he's like, I just changed the rule.
いや、できないと思うよ。
Really?
そういう、うん、そういう感じじゃないと思う、多分。そんなフリーダムはないよ。
Who's in charge?
I don't know, actually, but...
It's not the prime minister, right?
No, but だから歴史的にさ、そのなんかルールが、プロトコルがいっぱいあるんでしょ、多分。
But they change those sometimes, right? Is that something that has to be voted on in, like, parliament or something?
Maybe.
But it...
I honestly have no idea. But... Yeah, I mean...まあ、だからその人気があるなしとかもさ、やっぱみんながどういうものをその王室に期待してるかによって変わってくるわけじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like people like William and Kate way more than Charles and Camilla. At least that's the impression that I get. Because まあそのexpectationにフィットしてるからだと思うんだよね。
Mm-hmm.
こうであってほしいっていう。
What do you think would happen if Charles came out and just said that?He's an atheist now.
Ah, 無理無理無理無理
But what if he did, though?
大変なことになるんじゃない?
Like what?
でもどうなんだろうね?
But the Pope is gonna, like, get mad and fly over.
No, but they don't really talk about religion.
Right? They just talk about being royal.
ただそのイベントごととかはさ、全部教会とかでやるわけじゃん?
I'm sure there's plenty of religion intertwined, but you don't think that's a possibility?
Yeah, ないんじゃない? Yeah, でもすごいなと思ってそのケイツとか見てると日本の天皇とか皇后とかね日本の皇室の人たちもそうだけどさその役をもう演じきるみたいなその自分に与えられた役割を分かっていてそれをもう常に完璧に演じきるその、まあ、ある意味能力というかさ、まあ、生まれた時からさトレーニングされてるからそうなんだろうけどさ
Maybe it's just who they are, you know? Just, they're not... It takes zero effort, you know? They're just...
Born to... Yeah, so like, if you look at Kate, right? I think she married into this. You know, it's not like she grew up thinking that she would be part of this. But... Mm.Some people can pull it off. Some people don't go crazy. I think most people would, including myself, go nuts. But
what do you mean by go nuts?
Some people can stay sane. Like if I'm part of the royal family, I think I would go crazy.
What like?
I think I would hate it. Yeah, I mean like Princess Diana, right? She didn't like it. She got depressed, and I think that's more normal than people like you know, Kate or Queen Elizabeth or.Whoever that just played the role for such a long time and they seem totally fine.
Do you think that's through belief or like if you believe in the royal family, it's royalty, doesn't that sort of need to be like divine in origin, you know, sort of like this was God's will? Otherwise you kind of feel like a jerk.
Maybe. Religious 的な faith じゃなくてもその royalty っていうものへの faith っていうかさ、なんかそれが絶対に必要なものであるっていうふうに思えてないとできないよね多分。それ疑問を持ちながらやってたらもう潰れちゃいそう。I never really thought about these things until I came here, you know, because it's like everywhere.
No, people aren't thinking about these, like, what it's like to be royalty. I mean, I guess if you're really into Disney, you may have some fantasies about, you know, being a princess or something, living in a castle.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not really in your face in Japan, right? なんか別にさ、じゃあ天皇が交代しますって言ったところでさ、そういうなんかパーティーとかあってテレビで超生中継とかやるわけでもないし、そのみんながさ、天皇の顔をガーランドにして家に飾るとかもしないし、ちょっとインスタに上げたけどさ、だしその記念の何カンカンに入ったなんかクッキーとかさで顔がチャールズの顔がついてるとかめっちゃ売ってるわけじゃん。そういうのは日本はやんないからさ。
Yeah, it feels weird to like try to I don't know like do all this marketing cash grab business just slapping the king's face.
いやすごい本当だからクリスマスとかと同じようなテンションっていうかのコロネーションの1週間前ぐらいかなにあのスマホのプロバイダーからメール来てこのコロネーションの週末はもう無料で 何ギガバイ何ギガを使えますみたいな来てたし、なんかコロネーションディナーセットみたいなさ、スーパーでなんかミールキットみたいな安いですよとか。
I guess maybe it's fun for some people, you know?
Yeah, so it's likeもうちょっとなんか軽いイベントごとみたいな感じで、国民に、まあ、天皇とかよりはちょい近い雰囲気はあるけどね。
When was the last coronation?
いや、クイーン・エリザベスがなった時だからもう何十年も前でしょ。だって she became the queen quite early on in her life, right? She was like 20 something or
okay.
I can't remember. So she was quite young.So, and she lived for a long time.
Isn't that almost like, I don't know, 80 years ago or something? Like, when are we talking about?
Exactly. Yeah, maybe like 60, 70. Hmm. No, wait. So she, だってプラチナムジュビリーだっけ?あれが 70? ん? Yeah, so, そうだね。70年前とか。
Hmm. What's coronation in...Japanese.
戴冠式.
Okay. Corona. Corona means crown, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, like the corona during an eclipse is a reference to this crown appearance.
Yeah, so some people, like there was this parade, right?With the coronation and all the soldiers are out and you know there are horse carriages and people are like, oh my god, this is just like a fairy tale. And then people are like, it's the other way around, right? The fairy tales are after this actual like royalty stuff. It's not the other way around.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like I thought that was kind of funny.
Wait, why is it the other way around?
Well, there are princesses and horse carriages and everything in the fairy tale because there were real stuff, right? Real yeah. royalty stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why they show up in these stories.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. So, 逆じゃんみたいなの見て。確かにみたい。
Coronation.
Anyway, 次。哺乳類のメスは交尾の際に腰を反らせますが、ブリティッシュコロンビア大学が612人の男女を対象に行った研究で、人間も腰を反らせた体勢の女性の画像について他の体勢と比較して性的重要性が高く評価されており、男性の画像については同様の傾向は見られませんでした。 また異性愛者の女性を対象に同性相手への敵対心を測った上で 3D モデルで生成した女性の画像の性的重要性を評価させました。すると私より魅力的な女性に会うと我慢ならないなど敵対心の度合いが高い人ほど腰の反り具合が大きくなるのに比例して性的重要性を高く評価しており、また別の実験で106人の異性愛者の女性に自分の彼氏に友達の写真を見せてと頼まれた場合どちらの写真を見せますかと尋ねて、腰を反っていない女性の写真と反っている女性の写真を提示すると腰を反っていない女性の写真を選ぶ確率の方が優位に高くなっていました。
While it is known that female mammals arch their backs during copulation, a study conducted by the University of British Columbia involving 612 men and women found that images of women with an arched back were rated as being more sexually receptive than images of other body positions. No such trend was observed for images of men. Furthermore, heterosexual women were asked to evaluate the sexual receptivity of women in 3D generated images, while their level of intrasexual competitiveness was also measured. Participants who reported higher levels of competitiveness towards women evaluated women with greater arching of their backs as being more sexually receptive. In a separate experiment, 106 heterosexual women were asked which photo they would show their boyfriend if asked to show a friend's photo. When presented with photos of a woman with an arched back and a woman without, they were significantly more likely to select the photo of the woman without an arched back.
そう、同じチームの過去の研究でその腰を反った状態で立ってるのと四つん這いと仰向け、その全ての状態において腰を反ってると、まあ、セクシャルだと、mm-hmm. 性的重要性が高いっていうふうにみんな判断する、mm-hmm. していますと。女性の写真の場合はね、これ男性だと別にそういうふうには思わないみたいな、そう、mm-hmm. so,まあ、彼氏に友達の写真を見せるってなって腰をめっちゃ反ってるなんかその四つん這いで腰を反ってる写真とかさなんか嫉妬とかじゃなくて普通に不適切な感じするよねあ、これ私の友達っつってさ、おおーってなるじゃん
なんでエピソードしてんの
そう、なんでこの体勢みたいな他の写真ないのみたいな。 Yeah.
Well, I thinkOne thought that occurred to me when I was reading this is that we didn't evolve to have pictures or video. So when you saw a person in some position, that was real life. They were actually there, right? Mm.
Mm.
And so you wouldn't encounter images or video or, I don't know, TikToks or whatever of
yeah.
arched backs or profile pictures, whatever you want to.Whichever, in the real world. And I think generally women wouldn't be arching their back that way, you know, as often as people are these days, if it weren't for social media and, you know, the having pictures. Like, if you're not posing for a photo and you're just doing that, like what's going on, right?
Yeah. このね、私より魅力的な女性に会うと我慢ならないみたいな、その同性への敵対心っていうのは、まあ、男女ともにこう個人個人で度合いが違うじゃん全然、
うん、
その度合いの差がどうやって生まれてんのかも結構気になるよね、
うん、
こう、まあ、nature versus nurture みたいな面もあるのかもしれないけどさ、
right.
なんか私は結構周りがそういう敵対心がない女性ばっかりに囲まれているというか、なんか結構若い時から、
うん、
だからあんまりその感じは、まあたまにだからそういう人もいるじゃん、その敵対心がすごい強めの人も。
I think it's generally suppressed, but you know, can be、うんaggravated by circumstances or, you know, certain situations. But,、
mm.
you know,、ね、people may not, you know, realize their own how they would feel in certain situations until that happens too. But
yeah, I mean, I was thinking about this, but like, 自分がそういう敵対心が少ないのは自分がそういう性格だからなのか、自分がバイセクションなんだからなのか、それが結構わかんないなと思って、like、なんか他の女性に対してその性的な意味での対抗心、敵対心みたいなほぼなくて、私はなんかむしろ男性に対しての方がある時があるなと思って。It's as if I'm competing against men.
Why is that?
Like, まあたまにさ、私ポーン見るんだけどさ、あの、すごいタイプの女の子、女の人がセックスしてる、男性とセックスしてる様子を見て、なんかその男性に対してやっぱすごい腹が立つ時があるのね、結構。なんか、like why does he get to sleep with her みたいな。Like he's nothing. Like hello, she can do so much better、nothing. みたいな。いや、なんかそういうなんて言うんだろう。傾向があって、だから、まあ、私は、ね、男性と結婚して子供もいるんだけど、あの多分なんだけどね、どっちかっていうと一般的に言うと女性の方が好きなんだよね。
Just like visually or
sexually、
But how do you know that? Like how do you come to this? Like I guess you don't know for sure.
But like when I watch porn, I'm only looking at girls, right? I never look at men. Like I don't care about men. I'm only looking at women. And when I'm outside, I check out women. I never really check out men. I'm not really interested. And yeah, so and I don't really feel this. Yeah, need to check out men. Like, there's so many like hot girls or cute girls, and it's more fun to look at girls. So, まあ、だからといって別に、なんだろう、離婚したいとかそういうことは全くなくて、そこはもうなんか性別をある意味超越してるっていうのかな。なんか夫は夫としてなんかもうその好きな存在ではあるけど。
Right.
So, だからセクシーな女子がいたときにムムムっていうよりかは、oh, nice みたいな気持ちになるわけじゃん。だからそれはなんか、right. 別に私がその同性の敵対心がないって言えるかっていうと、なんかそうではないか、ただただバイセクシャルだからなのかなみたいな。
But would you rate this, I guess they're calling it a lordotic posture. It's like the scientific term for this.
Yeah.
But you would still interpret arched backs in these photos as being like more receptive, right?
I think so.
I feel like it's just it depends. Sort of obviously like if you round your back, right? So like instead of being you round your back like this. Like that's obviously the least receptive, right?
Or like Yeah. でも多分だから receptive そのね、ちょっと例えば肌を出しただけで、おお、なんか超エロい格好して誘おうとしてるみたいな風に捉える人もいるじゃん。 なんかそれで怒っちゃう人とかもいるじゃん。だそういうことじゃない。だからそのコンペティティブネスが超強かったら、もう like you might want other women to cover themselves、 まあ究極ね、right.だから、yeah, I guess そういうことじゃない。Do you think that you have this intrasexual competitiveness?
I mean, from the definition as I understand it, I would say definitely yes. But like, I don't...
When do you feel that?
Well, I certainly don't feel it when I see dudes with arched backs. Like, I don't really know what the equivalent of this would be for men, you know?
Like, maybe, like, in the gym, you see guys that are, like, super buff or that they can lift just way heavier stuff.
Steroids.
Yeah, so that's... そういうことか。
Steroids. Well...
それだね。
Yeah, it's something like that, right? Like, but, you know, I think I try to be reasonable, and I do have a sense of, like I know, like, I have a lot of respect for people that work really hard and achieve something, and if I'm in a competitive situation, I always want to be have good sportsmanship about it.
Yeah.
You know,
what if it's something innate, like this guy's super funny, making all the girls laugh. そういうのは?
I don't think I'm really threatened. I don't feel threatened. I don't really know. I feel competitive, right? I feel the competitiveness.
Like, you want to be funny too.
I think competitiveness is good. You know, that it can inspire me to try to get better at something. You know, like I go snowboarding, this guy can do this trick, you know, and some girls think that's cool and I can't do the trick. I'm like, maybe I can learn to do that trick and look cool. I mean, this is a really stupid example, but like it's that sort of thing, I guess.
Yeah. Right. Like healthy competitiveness as opposed to like in this experiment, you know, some people said like, I can't stand it, right? So that's a different thing, I think.
Well, there are a lot of areas in which, you know, like competitiveness, there's competitiveness, but there's also like jealousy and insecurity. You know, you could be afraid that someone is threatening, you know, your relationship in some way, or, you know, could destabilize, you know, this relationship you have with someone you care about. And, you know, you may act in a way that could be interpreted as jealous or protective or even possessive, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it takes a lot of mindfulness to be, you know, reasonable about those things and not, you know, jealousy is like a very toxic, dark, you know, mental space to be in. So
yeah,
ideally people, you know, partners avoid putting each other in situations where, you know, they end up feeling that way. But once you're feeling that way, you're still responsible for how you act on that. So I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't feel that jealousy or insecurity, or just aside from like between you and women, but, you know, obviously having really high trust and strong relationship and good communication, these things can mitigate.
Yeah. You know,
but
I mean, luckily, yeah, I've never been put in a position to feel jealous around my husband, because I think we communicate pretty well, and then he loves to be home.
Well, I guess so. That helps.
Yeah, he doesn't like go drinking and partying. I mean, we did when we were younger, but you know, we're older now and we're parenting, and especially with the pandemic, he works from home a lot, and you know, we're basically always together. So yeah, it's just, yeah, lucky.
That's a much you know, easier situation for you personally, right, than if, you know, for someone whose partner is like going out all the time and drinking and, you know, doesn't come home or something, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be married to
maybe,
them.
Maybe you, I mean, in that case, you may have legitimate reasons to feel jealous or insecure,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's entirely possible. Yeah. なんか environment によるよね、多分ね。その、嫉妬しやすいしにくいっていうその人の特性ももちろんあるけど、どういう環境に置かれてるかによって全然多分変わってくると思うから。
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, this intersexual thing is very interesting, especially for women, but because I think we're painted as, you know, intersexually super competitive, like all the time by the media. Like we're always fighting each other. We're always jealous of each other. And, you know, they pit us against each other. But.
Right.
In reality, that's, I think that's more rare than common.
Yeah, so. I don't think people need to be cynical about sort of the intersexual. It's a weird word, you know, competitiveness. But there is a thing between men where if a guy looks at another guy the wrong way.
Oh, yeah. There's
a real possibility that they will fight. You know,
that's real. お前何見てんだよみたいな、どこ見てんだよみたいな、あれさ、何なんだろう、何なのそれって、なんでその見ちゃいけないというか、そのどっから、まあそれだからもう猿時代のやつ、
猿時代多分
like monkey era から持ってきた、
it's the whole like alpha male thing, but also you know men can be you know, aggressive, and they can be a threat. And maybe the probability is very small, but we're still, I think men generally are still, you know, we have this alertness and we sort of amplify the potential conflict part, like way too much. And if you get two people that are both doing that, you know, either they're both in a bad mood or they both have that personality, you know, you end up with like a bar fight or something, you know.
なんか野生の動物とか見てると、ドキュメンタリーとか見てるとわかるけどさ、動物ってそのそんな簡単には喧嘩しないじゃん、危ないから。自分も怪我して、もうそしたら致命的になっちゃう可能性もあるじゃん、病院とか行けるわけでもないしさ。だからなるべくコンフリクトを避けようとするわけだよね。
Well, they do. A lot of animals compete for mates, like the males do.
For mates, yes, but そのお前何見てんだよみたいなっていうのはさ、その、特に別に女性を奪い合ってる状態じゃなくても発生するわけじゃん。それがすごい不思議っていうか、自分のリスクも一瞬で爆上がりするわけだから。
Yeah. People,
何のために
people get shot or stabbed or whatever, you know, and a lot of men think that they can fight and they can defend themselves and they step up to people.You know, especially if they're drunk. And
yeah.
It's like, it is the craziest thing in the world that so many men think, including myself, that they can fight and, you know, like, and that this conflict is somehow going to work out, you know, in their favor. You don't know that. You could easily get knocked out by some random movement.And hit your head on the street, and you're just like dead, you know, like that. Yeah. That's easily there. But even with that being the case, you know, someone looks at you the wrong way.
Yeah.
What are you looking at? You know, and.
ね、だからそういうさこともあるのに、なんか女同士の方がすごいやり合ってるみたいに言われるのはかなり心外なんだけど。なんかドロドロして、女子校だったらめっちゃドロドロしてんでしょって、もう一体今まで生きてきて何回言われたかみたいな、そんなことないよって毎回言うけどさ、なんか女の世界すごいドロドロなんでしょうとか、
I'm sure.
女性が多い業界だとすごい言われる人も多いと思うけど、 CA さんとかさ、別にみんな仲良くやっててもなんか仲悪いんだろうって思われちゃうみたいな。
Yeah. You know what's similar to this lordotic posture thing? It's like the... I think they talked about this in the paper. Sort of the hip... what is it, waist to hip ratios and and that sort of thing. I think I think also depending on your body type, this lordotic posture can be accentuated or or much more subtle or maybe almost undetectable in some cases, you know.
だ腰がすごい柔らかい人とそうじゃない人もいるし、体の作りによっても変わるから。
Yeah, I
like it. でも確かに I really like it when girls do it, but I've never thought about guys doing it. Like, that doesn't really count as something sexy for me.
I think good posture is sexy. Like when someone's sitting at a desk. And I can just look at their posture and I can immediately give it a score out of 10. Just like, you know, the posture.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm guilty of this too, but you're sitting at a table, the screen's kind of low, you're at a cafe or something, the chair is like a weird height, and you get in this hunched position. Sometimes you're curving you're rounding your lower back.
Yeah.
You round the lower back and the aesthetics are out, right? That is not a good posture anymore, right?
Right.
And it's like, it's not a permanent thing. It's not like their body is different. It's just their position.
Yeah.
Did you see the study on the attractiveness of scrotums?
Attractiveness of scrotums?
Yes.
どういうこと?
It's like a very serious study.
Okay.
And they had people look at many, many, many images. Many images of scrotums.
Okay.
Just the scrotum.
How? How?
Well, they took pictures of just scrotums. A lot of scrotums.
Like you lift up the dick and then
I didn't look at the pictures. I could have probably.
Like this?
I don't know if they lifted it or if it made a sound anything like that. But
because you never really see it that way, right? Like in a normal daily life, you don't like lift it up and then look at it.
In normal daily life?
Yeah.
I'm not looking at people's scrotums in
normal
everyday.
So that's like a special occasion.
I don't know if it's a special occasion.
To like evaluate it.
A special occasion.
What makes it attractive?
Well, they found that the conclusion by the researchers on this large scrotum attractiveness study concluded that scrotums are generally not attractive and that they it makes more sense to rank the scrotums on by the least unattractive scrotum. But apparently there weren't really any people that really are attracted to scrotums. You know, but there are a lot of people there are a lot of people that are attracted to other genitalia, you know, like penises or whatever, right? Mm. And would rate those highly. But it's apparently not the case for scrotums.
ね、ちょっと今これ何の話してるか分かんない人がいるかもしれないけど、その金玉の部分ってことでしょ。
Oh yeah, we should have clarified.
どうだと魅力的かどうかっていう。でも誰も気にしてないよね。気にしてる人いるのかな、その。
Oh yeah.
私のパートナーの金玉はこうじゃないと嫌だみたいなさ、見たことないじゃん、そんな人。
I don't think they really looked at scrotum size.But there's probably like scrotums that are either too large or too small. I'm just guessing.
Right. I mean, from my own experience, like I don't care about what the scrotums look like, honestly. But I've seen ones that are like super long and dangly.
Okay.
Which makes me kind of worried about safety for them, right?
For them.
Like, it doesn't matter to me, but...
Okay.
Yeah, it looks kind of dangerous, like, because it's hanging and it's not really protected. It feels like the further they are from your body, the risk goes up more. Right. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I totally agree. And if they're all the way up and inside, then that's like ovaries, then is the least.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's medically risk. Some issue, but.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I guess nobody had done it, you know, so.
Yeah.
Or maybe they.
But then.
Maybe they think scrotums are attractive. And they thought other people might think so too. And then they found out that they were the only one.
I mean, the show Naked Attraction, the show that I've mentioned in the past.
Okay,
here,
yeah.
They look at men's dick, right? And then, of course, the balls are visible. And people sometimes, the MC woman sometimes mention it, right? Like, oh, you know, the balls are a nice size and, you know, look smooth or whatever. Like, so maybe the research team was watching it and got the idea.
Is this like a child-friendly conversation in your opinion or not
right now?
Yeah, not really.
Like sexuality という意味では別に問題ないと思うけど、そのどういう体の部位がどういうのがいいか悪いかみたいな話はあんまり良くないかもね。 その変に気にしちゃうかもしれないじゃん。その今まで自分の金玉の形なんてさ考えてもなかったけど、
Is my scrotum too small or something?
Yeah, そう言われることによって急にさ、なんかあ、なんかこれは長すぎるか短すぎるか小さすぎる大きすぎるとかさ、なんかどうでもいいことなのに考えちゃうかもしれないか。 So, yeah.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
Yeah, no one cares, right? That's the answer.
I guess so.
次.
Researchers at the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology have recovered an ancient woman's DNA from a 20,000-year-old deer tooth pendant discovered in a cave in Siberia. This was achieved using a novel, non-destructive, phosphate-based chemical method for isolating ancient human DNA from bones and teeth. Elena Essel, lead author of the study, stated the following: "One could say we have created a washing machine for ancient artifacts within our clean laboratory. By washing the artifacts at temperatures of up to 90 degrees Celsius, we are able to extract DNA from the wash waters while keeping the artifacts intact. The amount of human DNA we recovered from the pendant was extraordinary, almost as if we had sampled a human tooth."
マックス・プランク進化人類学研究所のチームがシベリアの洞窟で発見された2万年前の鹿の歯でできたペンダントから古代の女性の DNA を採取することに成功しました。骨や歯から古代人の DNA を採取するために非破壊的なリン酸塩を使った全く新しい手法を用いました。研究を率いたエレナ・エッセル氏は以下のように述べています。私たちは清潔な研究室の中に古代の遺物のための洗濯機を作ったと言えるかもしれません。古代の遺物を最高90度の温度の水で洗うことで遺物を破壊することなく水の中に落ちた DNA を抽出することができるのです。ペンダントから採取した人の DNA はまるで人間の歯を洗ったかと思うほど大量でした。うん。DNA って何のテンプレチャーになったら壊れるの？
I have no idea, but
90度でも平気なんだ。
Apparently, and I'm not even sure what the material was that they where they got the DNA, but apparently they had tried this method on some other artifacts in the past, but kept getting the DNA of the researchers that had excavated those artifacts. So they had to find a sample, some artifact that had not been contaminated by any humans. But, you know, how do you know if it's been contaminated or not until you do this? So it would have to be extracted in a very, I don't know, uncontaminating way, which I guess isn't actually standard practice for this sort of, I don't know, is it archaeology?
Yeah, でも確かにそうだよね。だってエジプトでさ、掘ってるやつとか見てるとさ、そのちょっとずつ掘ってさ、めっちゃ人いるじゃん。で、まあそんなベタベタ触らないかもしれないけど、でもわーみたいなさ、いろんな人がこう触ったり、きれいにしたりとか、その砂を払うとかさ、めっちゃいろんな人が関わってるから、確かにそれを避けようって最初から思ってないとなんか難しそうだよね。
Yeah, so this is sort of, I don't know, like...NASA standards for not contaminating the specimen, right?
And
so there was this pendant that had been excavated in this very clean way that ended up not being contaminated. And that's why they were able to get the DNA. I mean, they got the DNA of the deer.From the tooth itself, but also the woman that was wearing the pendant. And,
いや、そっか。なんかこれができるんだったら、でもこれができるって分かんなかったからさ、その例えば今大英博物館とかに大量にエジプトのものとかあるけどさ、あんなのいろんな人がもう触っちゃってるじゃん。からもうできないけど、これから見つかるやつは気をつけてればこういうこともできるのか。
I didn't know that this level of DNA analysis was possible even after、ね、like immediately after someone touches something, you know?
Yeah.
Let alone 20,000 years go by and it still works.
ね。
Like, we're so far beyond like CSI. Like, is this story、yeah. even real? You know, like it is real, but like it's hard to believe, you know?
Yeah, でもそうだよね。確かにだって
It's not like her hair was on the tooth or something.
Yeah. これは今だったらさ、そんなにアクセシブルじゃないけど、アクセシブルになったらそういう犯罪現場とかでもできるようになるのかね。
I don't know if this helps us make Jurassic Park or you know, what the implications are exactly, but certainly we will, you know, the researchers talk about how this could be useful in learning about individual people from the very distant past.
Yeah.
And we may find, you know, if we find some artifact over here with this person's DNA and we find another artifact...And we can connect it to the same individual that can help us build a story about, you know, how they actually lived at the time.
Did they say anything about the DNA itself or like what kind of diseases or whatever she might have had or how much do we know?
We know that they were related to the ancient...North Eurasian population, which I guess is a very particular group that lived further east in Siberia. We don't know a whole lot. I mean, we know the number of chromosomes. That's how we know that it was a woman. And we know it, more or less...to within a few thousand years when this artifact is from. So,
right.
I mean, I think this is just the beginning for this sort of, this level of insight into ancient humans. And presumably this person was Denisovan.
Okay.
Person.
Denisovan.
Yeah.
面白いね。
This was in the It's an upper Paleolithic deer tooth pendant.
So, okay. What did it look like?
It looks like it's sort of carved. It has a hole in it, so you can put a string through it.
鹿の歯のペンダントって、なんかあの、なんだろう、海の、なんかサメの歯とかは今もさ、ペンダントになってたりするけどさ。
うん。It's true.
鹿の歯のペンダント、ちょっと、あんま聞いたこと、あ、しかも本当だ、ま、が、もう歯じゃん。
Yes.
歯じゃん。
The hole in the tooth is actually very clean. It's a very...
そうだね。
I'm not sure how they did that. Because, you know, they didn't have like an electric drill to make the hole, but...
これはでも今では売れなさそうだな、これは。ちょっと歯感がすごい。やっぱあの、なんていうの、ケイナインみたいな。こうなんかとんがってればいいけど、
right.
なんかラプチャーの爪とかもそうじゃん。なんかとんがってるからかっこよく見えるというか、
right.
とんがってない爪とかそんなにみんないらない、mm. というか、わかる？
Yeah, and well, maybe
歯もそうじゃん。
Maybe deer had a special meaning for these people.You know, we don't know what their religion was, what their beliefs were, what their culture was. You know, we have very...
Or maybe it was their special pet deer that they loved so much.
Yeah, maybe it was a pet deer. Maybe the deer saved their life at some point. And then, you know, later it died and she took the tooth. Or maybe her, yeah. you know, it was her grandma's pet deer, you know?
I wonder if it was common, like, 鹿の歯の歯をペンダントにするのが当時よくあることだったのか、すごい変わったことだったのか。
It could have been like the lucky rabbit's foot, where like almost everyone has one.
ね、you know? その辺中でみんなつけてるなんてことないものだったのか。
It could have just been trendy, you know, for that 1,000 years or so, and it went out of style. How long were the fashion trends back then? It's probably like 1,000. It was like way... It has to be longer than now, right? They can't just wear different clothes every year, every season. That'd be crazy.
でもそれアクセサリー系だったら多分なんか流行りとかはあったんだろうね。その流行りとかそのまあちっちゃいコミュニティの中でみんなが共有してるっていうかさ。なんかプレゼントとかであげたり。ね、同じものを2つ作ってシェアしたりとかさ、それで誰かが見て、あ、私も欲しいとか、俺も欲しいとかあったんだろうし、あの人とお揃いは嫌だみたいなのもあったかもしれないし、あいつが鹿の骨つけてるから俺はやめとこう。
I would love to see, you know, some, I don't know if it's artwork or what it is, but something depictingYou know, the Denisovan fashion sense, you know. there's always something we could take from that and incorporate into today's fashion, right? I don't know. People yeah, may not immediately.
Unless we're already doing that.
Yeah, but they... Do we know what they were wearing or...When we see like these depictions of cave people, is that like made up or is that were they actually wearing stuff like that? Like, I don't know if it's the loincloth or it's usually like some leather tunic type deal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So,
but it's way more detailed than that, probably. And, you know, different geographies are going to have different fashions.Styles,
yeah,
tens of thousands of years ago.
I doubt that they were wearing crop tops.
I don't know.
Impractical.
Yeah, you've never seen a prehistoric fashion show.
No.
Someone should do that. No one's doing prehistoric fashion, like Denisovan jeans or something. I don't know.
It's never really like. all that. Ah, yeah, but なんかVikingミュージアムに行ったんだよね。ヨーク行った時に。そこででも結構なんか今の人でも、してそうなアクセサリーとかやっぱさ、大英博物館とか行っても、あ、これなんか今でも可愛いじゃんみたいな。なんかこういうピアス今売ってるよねみたいな。
And what year?
とかは結構ある。
When is this?
どの時代でもなんか medieval era とかさ。でもバイキングだったら。
Like the 1600s or something?
バイキングっていつなの？私ちょっともう年代がさ、何にもわかんない。本当にもう歴史の授業もう一回受けた方がいい。Vikings. What?Year. 793年から1066.
Oh, that's way before medieval.
Yeah. でもね、そう、今でもなんかできそうなあのやつあったよ。腕輪とかさ、あの。
What were they wearing for like a jacket or pants? Did they wear pants?
I don't know.Yeah, right?
You have to hide your scrotum, right?
I mean, I think they were from what I've seen, they're always wearing these like leggings みたいな。で、上になんかこういう
leggings?
チューニックみたいな着て、なんかベルトで締めてるみたいな格好してない?
That sounds fairly modern.
で、なんか、バイキングのこのホーンがついてるやつとかをかぶってる。
Mm-hmm.
Image, but I don't know.
I realized the other day. I mean, you're talking about like your sense of time. Like it's hard to know when you're thinking that far back, right? Like when things happened relative to other things happening.
Yeah. 全然わかんない。
Well, apparently, before Stegosaurus.Evolved. Saturn did not have rings.
Okay.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
I mean, this is just the most recent hypothesis, I guess.
Yeah. なんかそういうの、こういうのめっちゃいっぱいあるんだよね。なんだっけ? Like pyramids and Cleopatra...Like, so your timeline. Yeah.
Like, the pyramids are further from Cleopatra than we are today or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's just
and
like...
And the first pyramids were built when mammoth were still around. Toka.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
The pyramids,
this is the one that I saw recently.
Pyramids are like...Like 4000 BC, though. I'm pretty sure mammoths went extinct. Earlier than that. When did mammoths go extinct?
I don't know. あと何だっけ? Oh, Oxford University is older than Aztec.
Older than the Aztec Empire?
Yeah.
I guess the Aztecs...
そういうさいや、like、いっぱいなんかそういうのがあって、こう考えてたちょっと、or like this famous person and this famous person were alive in the same era とかさ、
right.
like this person and this person actually knew each other とかそういうのもさ、みたいな。だから歴史を教わった時にさ、バラバラに習ってるからさ、その国とか地域で。だからタイムラインがもう頭の中にめちゃくちゃになってんだよね、多分。
Well, that's why I created the... Remember I made that timeline of the universe?
Yeah.
Once from the Big Bang and then into the future to sort of figure out where these things are happening relative to each other. But a version that has sort of these major historical things, sort of like a big picture thing...Where a lot of them are counterintuitive would be interesting. I actually heard recently that Pablo Picasso, is this right? I could be way off. when was Picasso alive until? Do you know? Just so I'm not
fairly recent.
Just so I'm not like saying something completely insane.
He died 1973.
Okay, yeah. So Pablo Picasso was alive for the Apollo missions when they landed on the moon.
Oh right, yeah, that seems totally feasible. Why is that surprising?
Oh, that's definitely surprising. I mean, he was just barely alive by, I mean, in 1969, so just a few years. But I thought Picasso was earlier, or like died before the moon landings. But
I'm not surprised because one of my distant family members knew him personally. And I know, you know, when my distant relative was around. So I guess that's why I have this clear image of like when he was around.
Right. Yeah. Mm. I see. So
that's an exception, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah. Someone asked him about it and he was like, I don't care.
Yeah, like, Picasso was canceled. So.
Oh, why is he canceled?
Well, he was pretty creepy.
I don't know that much about Picasso. I mean, I know.
Okay.
You know, he was kind of nuts, but didn't he like cut his ear off or something?
Are you serious? No, right?
No.
Are you serious? That's Van Gogh.
Oh yeah.
Oh my
God. What did Picasso do? Didn't he do something crazy? Not an art historian.
Not like cutting his own ears, no.
Okay. Well, Van Gogh's pretty crazy then.
Yeah, I think he had like mental issues.
Well, clearly.
So. Yeah.
Wait, so what was Picasso known for?
What do you mean? He was just eccentric and he had like very young girls as his muse and you know,
it's okay,
not acceptable now.
Right.
Yeah.
I see.
I mean, if you see his paintings, like some of them have like his wife and the girl in the same picture, kind of weird. And he has a series of porn like drawings.
Okay.
You can see them in Barcelona. I went to the Picasso Museum there and he
has
an extensive series of porn.
Are you a fan of Picasso?
No, but
or Van Gogh? I'm not really a huge fan of either, I guess. I like Van Gogh, I guess.
But Picasso did a lot of experimental stuff, and it's quite interesting. Like, I mean, he came up with cubism, right? And
right,
just basically like different, like looking at things from different angles and then putting them in one painting, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah. So. Yeah, seems like he'd be the one to cut his ear off, not Van Gogh, but.
And sometimes he would take like someone's art and then like dissect it in a way and do like multiple different versions of it. That's also quite interesting. So, yeah. 次.
New research published in the Journal of Geophysical Research suggests that four of Uranus's largest moons, Ariel, Umbriel, Titania and Oberon, may have liquid oceans beneath their icy crusts. On Titania and Oberon, these oceans may be warm enough to support life. The study integrated data from the Voyager 2 spacecraft with information from more recent missions and found that all of the moons except for Miranda are insulated well enough to retain the internal heat created by radioactive decay. The oceans beneath the icy crusts of these moons would be rich in chlorides, ammonia, and salts.
天王星には27個の月があり、そのうちの5つが大きい月として知られていますが、Journal of Geophysical Research に発表された新しい研究で、大きい月のうちの4つ、アリエル、ウンブリエル、チタニア、オベロンについて、氷の近くの下に液体の海がある可能性があることが明らかになりました。チタニアとオベロンに関しては、生命を維持するのに十分な温度の海がある可能性もあります。研究では探査機ボイジャー2号のデータと近年のミッションの情報を統合させて、残りの大きい月であるミランダを除く4つにおいて、放射性崩壊によって生じる内部熱を保持できるほど十分な断熱性を持っていることが分かりました。氷の近くの下にある海は塩化物、アンモニア、塩分を豊富に含んでいるものとみられます。
Yep.
液体の海どんどん見つかりますね。もう
Yes, it seems like there's water almost everywhere.
Yeah.
Including the moon and on Mars. And not just at the poles. And some of the moons of Jupiter and Saturn are also sort of these icy balls.
Yeah.
And,
すごいよね。
You know, I noticed that I wasn't familiar with Uranus's moons at all. In fact, I don't know if I've even thought about them before.
Me neither. I didn't know that they had 27 moons. And
that's a lot of moons. But, you know, we're always talking about the moons of Jupiter, the moons of Saturn. You know, we hear those names all the time.
Yeah.
You know, Titan, Europa, Enceladus, Io, Ganymede. But here, what is it? Ariel, Umbriel, Titania, Oberon. Have you heard of these before?
No.
Yeah, me neither. And it's not like they're worse. I mean, they're sort of worse candidates for exploration in that they're further away.
Yeah.
But in terms of their ability to potentially harbor life, I think they are still good candidates. And so the oceans on these moons is like a brine. It's nothing close to like pure water, right? I mean, the oceans on Earth are quite salty too, honestly.
Yeah.
So it's like that, but more briny.
Right, and with ammonia.
Yeah, and the icy surface is quite thick. It's not like you can just, you know, shovel or drill your way through it very easily. It's like dozens of kilometers thick in some cases, or maybe more, because it's very cold out there. So all the heat energy is either retained from formation or coming from this radioactive decay. So it's a very different stage for life to emerge than on Earth. But depending on how life actually emerges, so if it's the thermal vent, if that plays a large role in the emergence of life, as it may have, then these are much better, even better candidates, right?
Right. すごいよね。今の10代の子供たちとかはさ、もう地球の外にもう海があるとこはもうだからみたいな感じじゃん、多分。
Right.
知ってますけどみたいな。でもうちらが子供の時はさ、全然そうじゃない世界だったから。宇宙の見え方が全然違うよね、そうなってくると。
Yeah, I I don't know, you probably know better than me, you know what? I assume there's more like awareness about space and planets, and I mean, I guess the just how much we understand has changed, but also maybe the interest in space has also changed, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's like more cool now.
Because I texted you, right? Like my son talked about, what was that? The red spot or whatever?
The great red spot on Jupiter?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
それだってさ、そんな昔から分かってたことじゃないじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, you know, the school materials are updated and they use YouTube and these videos now.
Mm-hmm.
From NASA とかさ、ESA とか。So, yeah, this new information is turning into something 当たり前 for the kids and it's really cool.
I think we have so much more media now. We have pictures and video of many of these. We have,
yeah,
we didn't have great pictures or video of Jupiter, Saturn, you know, Uranus or Neptune or Pluto. Mm-hmm. You know, we thought, yeah, Pluto was like nothing.
Yeah,
like everyone thought Pluto was like an asteroid that got stuck out there, but
today
then we actually got pictures of Pluto and it totally seems like a planet.
Yeah.
And it has a dynamic surface. It may, you know, most importantly, it's very spherical. You know, you know the picture with like the heart shape on it.
Yeah. When we were young, like we would see some pictures in our textbooks, right? And maybe once in a while the teacher would bring out some videotape or whatever and they show us some stuff. But now, you know, like my son, for example, his classroom has a screen and the teacher, it sounds like they use, you know, videos and images all the time. So it's way more visual than when we were young. And it's easier, right, to understand things if it's visual.
Yeah, it's like, this is what we're talking about. This.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you don't have it, it's like, okay, what are we talking about? Well, we're talking about this ball that's like really far away and it's like orbiting the sun.
So I think, yeah, they're really lucky. And like math とかもさ、やっぱなんか visualize してくれた方が見やすいじゃん。なんか動画とかでさ、なんかそのコンセプトとして。So, なんかラッキーだなと思う今の子たちは。
Yeah, well, I think
あんまり
the importance of these missions like Voyager is like so enormous, you know, for us to be able to see these things.
This was when? What year was it? It's like forever ago, right?
Voyager is like,
yeah,
in the, I don't know when it got there, maybe in the 80s?
Like, oh, 80s. Yeah, close. 1977.
Okay.
And yeah, what forever
about Voyager 2? I don't remember the order. I think it was Voyager 1, Voyager 2. There's something else. There's Cassini. Right now it's Juno. And Cassini went to Saturn and flew into Saturn, and Juno is at Jupiter. It's going to fly into Jupiter. But Cassini was able to get beautiful pictures of, you know, the moons of, I think some of the moons of Jupiter too, but mostly of Saturn, and pictures and video of Saturn itself, including really obscure objects like Daphnis. Do you know Daphnis?
No.
Daphnis is one of the moons of Saturn, but it's inside the rings.
Oh, okay.
And Daphnis actually has its own gravitational field. It's very small.
Okay.
But because Daphnis is traveling in this track in the rings, there's a little gap in Saturn's rings just for Daphnis. And Daphnis causes ripples to form in Saturn's rings along where it's traveling. And Cassini took like really crazy pictures of that.
Yeah, I see it here.
And it's just like, wow. Like, what a picture. Like,
確かに。むしろこれがなかったらめっちゃ完璧な状態というかさ、そのリップルとかなんもないじゃん。
Yeah.
So this little thing like causing this whole like waves, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know, it's super cool. And definitely got me more interested. Like the Cassini mission, some of the pictures that it took really got me interested in space. You know, because you can sort of see the whole family of the solar system, you know?
Yeah.
And all the planets have their little, you know, offspring. I don't know. It's fun.
Yeah.
Do you remember the eels articulated the snake robot that...
Who
was it that told us about the snake robot?
Takuro-san kana? Wakanai. Like to drill, right? Into the ocean.
Oh, was it... Was the snake robot supposed to go to Enceladus or was it going somewhere else? I can't remember.
Tobun Enceladus.
I mean, they could...
Or Europa?
They could send more. It's designed for like icy environments. And I think they're testing it on actual icebergs.
Right, yeah. It's supposed to drill until it hits the water, right?
Yeah. And it's like exobiology... extant life surveyor or something. And JPL put out some updates on that machine, the snake robot, and it looks like an articulated series of motorized screws. And so there's like these segments. And each segment is motorized to be able to turn a screw. And so like the outside of the snake robot looks like a large screw. You know, it has, what are they called? Like the screw thing.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like a rasen zhou no?
Yeah.
Donggurai no okisa na no?
I don't know how large the you know, the version they'll send would be, but the one that they're testing, it doesn't seem to be that large. It's maybe, I don't know, each segment is like maybe 20 to 30 centimeters in diameter, and then lengthwise it's, I don't know, maybe 2 meters or something. Maybe 3 meters, I don't know. It could be modular. They could be able to adjust the length. Maybe segments can like separate. Maybe it can become like two snakes, and one snake can sort of help navigation for the other snake or something. I don't know, but it looks cool.
そっか。Okay.文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。この間また音声でエッセイを出しました。なんか英語の聞き流し、もうほとんど意識しないであんまり聞いてない状態の聞き流しにどれぐらい効果がありますかって質問いただいたので、引き続きバイリンガルニュース jp@gmail.com でリクエストお待ちしています。あとちょっとツイートまだしてないんだけど BN メンバーシップのブログも、出したよね、
right.
メンバー限定のブログ、これも音声で出したのでぜひ聞いてみてください。
What was that one about?
収録こぼれ話。
OK。
そう、ちょっとここで聞いてる人が多分ほとんど気づいていないであろう まあ大した話じゃないんだけど、ほとんどみんな気づいていないであろう裏話、
うん、
とあとは、先週選ばれなかった話を一個ちょっと紹介したりとかしてるので、ぜひ聞いてみてください。bilingualnews.jp 公式サイトで BN メンバーシップ、あとは公式サイトやっているので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。
Yep. There was a, I wanted to mention, I don't know、if I need to mention this.
何を?
Did you see that there have been like some earthquakes in Japan? Like there's some
No.
like kind of large
Where?
earthquakes.
どこで?
I forget where, like somewhere up north there was like a big earthquake, but today there was an earthquake in Tokyo. Like right, I think it's just north of Tokyo Bay.
Okay.
But it was only Shindo San, but it, I didn't know if it was an earthquake or not when it happened. And so I went on Twitter and it seemed like everyone was not sure if it was an earthquake or not, because it felt so weird. Because it was just like, it's like this. It was like,
it was just like,
it was like half a second. It was literally like,
oh.
And so I thought that I had gotten dizzy or something, you know, like it was me.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. And a lot of people felt that. And I don't know. I thought that was interesting.
これか。5日前、石川県震度6強。
Oh yeah, that それもあった。
大変だったね。本当だ。
I don't think there was any significant
でも一人亡くなってるって、33人怪我。そうだったんだ。
Yeah.
その東京のやつは何だったの？
I don't know.I mean, it was only like Shindo-san. I don't think anyone got hurt from that or anything. But
そっか。
It was just this weird phenomenon where no one could tell if it was like they got dizzy for a second or if it was actually an earthquake.
変なの。
Yeah.
ちょっと気をつけないとね。バイリンガルニュースのアプリのエッセイでマイケルが災害どうやって準備したらいいか必要なものをリストにしてるから、ちょっと今一度チェックして、皆さん
That's actually on our website and it's for free、like、
サイトにもあるの、みんな無料で読める。
Yeah, anyone can read that、
ね、
that would be helpful.
何を持っていたらいいかチェックして、足りないものを足したり、古くなってるものをやったりとか。
Did you hear about the、aluminum can thing? Apparently, there was some incident where someone put some chemicals in a soda can and like left it at the train station.
日本の話？
日本の話。
どこで？
I thought it was in Tokyo somewhere, but I'm actually not sure.
But
apparently it's happened before in the past.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's like, I don't know if it's like some form of terrorism or what like what it, I don't know. It's such a
化学反応で破裂。移し替え。
It like builds up pressure, and actually I think the last time that it happened, like a lot of people got injured by just this can.
Ekitai ga senzai de arumi kan to. Daka wazato ja nai nda. Fuku no niyoi ya yogore o otosu tame ni kimusaki kara ekitai o kan ni ire mochidashita to iu hanashi o shiteiru.
Are we sure about that?
なんか缶を置いた人がそうやって言ってるって言ってる。Okay.
I don't know. It was so random. I just saw it and I'm like trying to I don't know. Like, should I be worried if I see an empty can somewhere? Because it's so common.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So it's like such an annoying thing to like, I don't know, be worried about.
But at least I guess they know what actually happened and who put the can and things. So.
Okay.
I guess you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I didn't know that they knew it was unintentional, but.
うん、そうか。そう、日本のねテレビが見れ、なのこっちで日本のテレビ見てる人もいるんだけどさ、知り合いとか、私は見てないというか見れる環境じゃないから、全然。
You could though, right? If you really wanted to.
But you have to pay, I guess, and.
You could all.
まあそこまで困ってない。I don't know, and there are like legal services, I guess, and then like gray zone services and.
What's gray zone about it?
There's this service that one of my friends is using, and it. なんか、え、これ legal じゃないだろうっていう。なんか、it's really cheap, and I think it's the service, the company is in China. And you can basically watch anything and everything.
Yeah.
And it's like Slingbox too. So you can watch what's on in Japan right now.
I
like
see.
The other time. On top of all the contents that's like stored there. I don't think that's legal.
It's like some guy in China that just live streams Nihon no Terebi. And charges for it.
It looks super legit.
No, I'm sure it would. I could do that. I wouldn't. It's illegal. But
yeah. So, なんかそう別になんていうのそこまで desperate に見たいやつもないし、なとか。
Yeah. Lately, when I watch Japanese TV or I watch the news in particular, there's just too much of this. Like updates on some story about the dead body that they found in the container in the forest, you know, and then the next story is like, here's an update on this crime where this person murdered, you know, this, and it's fine, I guess. For them to report that, but I kind of want an option where it's like, okay, give me all of the news except for, you know, the dead body murder stories, you know.
Oh.
Like, shouldn't that just be a setting?
Kanai.
No.
まあテレビだったらセリングとかないじゃんだって。
Oh, okay. Like on Twitter or something, let's say I just want to, like, I'll enable these topics and I'll disable, you know, these topics, or I'll disable, you know, murder, violence, you know, politics or something. I don't know. That's just like, I want to watch Japanese TV and I want to watch the news, but I also. I'm sure you can relate, but sometimes I'm not in the mood for like the dead body story.
I see. まあ確かに結構そういうニュース多いかもね。なんか
It was a lot today.
まあ
It was a lot today.
I guess it depends, right? I mean, if it's like a super unusual circumstance or something. Then it becomes a huge story.
Yeah, in Japan, they'll carry this like really negative story for as long as there are updates, you know.
Yeah.
Like Nantoka Jiken.
Yeah.
And they'll just.
And I mean, like, I think they talk about it even when there are no updates, right? That's why it feels like they talk about it all the time. They just repeat the same thing over and over.
And sometimes it gets really komakai with like the 3D generated like reenactment.
Oh yeah. そうだね。確かにそういうのはこっちで見ないな。ああいうなんかあの 3D の再現。
Like something happens.
再現動画.
And it's like, okay, here we go. We've got the 3D reenactment. We've got the board with all the like peel off, you know, like reveal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Details about the case.
Yeah, flip. Ma.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no. I don't, yeah, I don't see news much.
Mm.
I just see local stuff now, I guess. Like
coronation.
About mugging and
stabbings.
No, like local, not even like a national stuff, but more like a 地域の.
Yeah. Like what?
Like I said, like mugging and things.
Mugging しかないの? You don't have another example? It's mostly just mugging.
Burglary.
Oh no.
Burglary and mugging. Those are the things that we have to watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
Still quite rare, but
if you see like there was a mugging in this neighborhood, then do you just avoid that neighborhood? Or like how are you using that information?
いやなんか今年ねそのうちが住んでるとこはすごい平和というか治安いいとこなんだけどそこでマギンがちょっと相次いだことがあって、なんかそのティーネイジャーの多分ギャングなのか分かんないけどグループがまあカツアゲみたいな感じ親父狩りカツアゲみたいな感じで、その金を無理やり取るケースが多発しているから気をつけてくださいみたいなのが来たりとか、まあある地域日本人が多い地域でその日本人のお母さん、まあ、やっぱ子供がいてさこう気を取られてるじゃん、
なん
かその日本人のお母さんをもうわざピンポイントで狙って iPhone を取ったりとかする人が何回かあったので気をつけてくださいとかそういう注意喚起が来るときはたまにあるから、ね、そのなんか日本人のお母さんピンポイントで狙うとか最悪だなと思ってなんかイラッとしたけど
Right. Well, it's kind of personal at that point.
そう日本人学校があって、まあ、日本語しか分かんないその英語話せない、ね、人も結構いたりするからそういう人を狙って、そうなんか威圧するみたいな、言い返せないしすぐに警察に、ね、電話して自分で説明することもできない人もいるだろうからそういうのは普通にひどいなと思ったけど
Yeah, I think there are a lot of like street smart sort of behaviors that people that grow up in Japan don't have.
And, そうね。
And so they're more easily victimized when they travel. And, you know, like here, people will get up and go to the counter and get their food or get up and go to the bathroom and leave their laptop there, just unattended.
Yeah.
And...
まあこっちもやるけど、ま、なんか隣の人とかに言ってから行くよね、なんか。ちょっとパソコン見といてくれる、トイレ行ってくるからみたいな。
But they could just take it.
でもまあさすがにない。さすがにね、なんか多分ないだろうっていう。
Apparently in some places... not in Japan, as far as I'm aware, but people have swapped out the QR code that's used to order at restaurants with a QR code that links you to malware or a malicious website. So you scan the QR code at a restaurant, and your phone's infected. They've installed some malware, and you're doomed. And
やだね、それ。
Yeah, they'll like copy the whatever that piece of paper looks like. And just change the QR code. It looks exactly the same to us, you know?
Yeah.
So,
まあなんか、そう、QR コードでやるやつ減った気がするけど、かなり。でもたまにそのメニューが QR コードでしかないとことかあって、なんか結構めんどくさいよね。
What is it becoming instead of?QR コード。
普通の紙のメニュ
ー。Really?
だってそっちの方が早くない？正直。
Well, the idea is that people can order from their seat and they don't have to take orders with human stuff. Right?
Yeah. だからそれで会計までできるところも何個かあるけど、なんか人、なんかこの間結構前にあったのは、人間がオーダー取るやつとその携帯の QR コードでオーダー取るやつどっちも受け付けてるレストランで、その多分 QR コードの方がなんかうまくいってなくて、うちがオーダーしたやつがもう一生待っても何にも出てこなくて、
うん、
でもなんか一応通ってるしなみたいな感じで待ってたら結局通ってなかったみたいな、
うん、
だから人に言った方がまあ確実ではあるよねそのオーダーを取った人はさ、それを認識してるわけだからさ、あ、さっき自分が取ったオーダーまだ出てないなとかパッと分かるわけじゃん、
うん、
その人がそもそも存在しないと誰も気づいてくれないというかさ、
うん、So you think it's changing back to humans? Around you at least?
なんかこっち来たばっかりの時、そのオミクロンもう蔓延しまくりみたいなだった時の方が、メニューは QR コードで見てくださいみたいなのが多かった気がするけど、今はなんか座った瞬間に紙のメニュー普通に渡されることの方が多いかも。
Maybe you're just going to nicer places now.
No.
No.
うん、その方が早い、まあ、あのマックとかそういうなんていうのファストフードに行ったらもう最初にさ、あのパネルで自分でオーダーさせられるじゃん。
Oh really? I've never done that.
ああ OK、 なんかこっちは多分ほぼそれ、もうパネルみたいのが あって、なんか等身大のそれがいっぱい置いてあって、でビビビってやって、そこでお金も払って、そしたらレシートが出てきて、あなたは何番ですみたいなの書いてあって、でなんか銀行みたいな感じでその呼ばれるか、まあスクリーンに書いてある、今何番何番何番準備中です、で何番のやつを持っててますとか、だからそのレジの人がいないわけだよね。あの一応一人ぐらいはだいたいそのね、パネルができない人のために、高齢者の人とか、
I see。
あとなんか多分車椅子の人とか届かない場合もあるのかな、わかんないけど、
Is it a pie?
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, it's not up, but it's a huge screen in front
huge.
of you. It's like a huge smartphone type
How huge?
thing. I don't know. It's
like
quite
iPad
big.
Huge or way bigger?
No, way bigger, way bigger.
How many times bigger than an iPad?
Which iPad?
Is it like TV
it's
size
bigger,
or?
Which TV?
Oh my God.
It's way bigger. It's like パソコンの画面の4個分6個分ぐらい。
How big is this パソコンの画面？
13インチぐらい。うん。
の何個分？
6個分？
6個分？
4個分？うん。結構大きいよ。
Oh, that's not that big. 4個分 is like this, right?
もっと大きいかな。でも縦長なんだよ。スマホみたいな形になってて、そっからこう選べるの。基本なんかファストフード系は全部それかも。うちの周りは少なくとも。
Have you seen the terminals like that that live stream a location in another part of the world? They have like big screens like that. I think they have, I don't know, maybe in like Paris or something. And it's like people that stand in front of the screen can see.
ブラジルとかじゃなかったっけ？Yeah.
They can see the other people standing somewhere else.
あったあった。うん、なんかそれポータルみたいなね。
Yeah, yeah.
それ楽しそうだよね。
You wouldn't go back, right? Or you just do it once, right? Or are you going back there?
ん？ Like, どういうこと？
Like if there's one of those portal screen things, right? In London. And would you use it?
I guess that would be fun.
Okay. And would you like,
hey.
Would you go back and use it again? I wonder if they can hear each other, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of boring if you can't hear each other and have a conversation. It's more fun, right? If you can just say like, hello.
Yeah. But I think they're kind of in crowded public places, so there are like a lot of people. I don't know what you're supposed to do when you meet people through the portal. Like a fist bump or something. I guess you can do whatever you want, but
yeah,
it might be.
But it's fun to see like the landscape, right? The live stream landscape of some random place. No, I mean, 人も面白いけどさ、なんていうの、そこだけこう他の都市が見れるってちょっと面白くない？
Right. In real time.
あ、今こんな感じなんだみたいな。うん。あ、なんか寒いのかなとかさ。
But you're also showing up for them on their portal, right? Isn't that?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that cool too?
Yeah, for sure. Like, hey.
It's probably just used exclusively for, I don't know, TikTok videos or something.
まあ、知らない人と話すの楽しいよね。知らない人に話しかけられるのも結構。なんか私さ、最近さ、あの、there's this, あのな、まあ、スーパーというかね、あの化粧品とか売ってるとこがあって、そこに直近で3回ぐらい行ったんだけど、3回中2回、なんかおばあちゃんに化粧品のなんかことを聞かれたのね。なんか、一回はなんかこのシャンプーはなんかカラーリテンションのやつなのかどうかみたいな、もう一人はなんかコンシーラーを持ってて、これはファンデーションなのか、ファンデーションでないならこれはどうやって使うのかみたいな、あとハイライトだ、ハイライトも。
Did you look like an employee or something?
No, I don't think so, because I was like clearly shopping. I had my backpack and you know, I was wearing my jacket. そのなんか可愛いよね。そのおばあちゃんがさ、なんかメイクのやり方を分かんないから教えてみたいな。
Haven't you ever asked someone a question thinking that they're an employee when they're not?
I've
definitely done that.
のかな。なんか海外の方が分かりにくいよね。日本はなんかもっとちゃんと分かるようになってるけどさ、こっちもなんか何やね、スポーツ用品屋さん。
Uh-huh.
でその運動靴とか売ってるようなところが、もうなんか店員なのか店員じゃないのかもう全然わかんないの、見ただけでは。
いや。
だから靴を息子が靴試着するときとかにサイズありますかって聞きたいんだけど、なんかどの人、この人店員なのかなみたいな、なんかその挙動をちょっと見てさ、でもなんかプラプラ歩いてるけどこれはどっちだろうみたいな。
いや。
超わかりづらい。書いといてくれよみたいな。私は店員です。
Yeah, and I don't want to accidentally look like 店員 either. You know, so they should make it distinct.
そうそう。でお互い恥ずかしいもんね、間違えちゃったら。なんか店員って思われた方も嫌だしさ。なんとなく話しかけちゃっても恥ずかしいしさ。だから分かりやすくしてほしい。
Yeah.
日本だったらでもなんで分かりやすいんだ？服がなんか別にでも制服じゃないお店もあるもんね、いっぱい。
Usually they make it clear, but you know, if it's like a fashion or clothing store, they'll have like something hanging from their neck.
あと日本の店員さんってさ、常に店員らしい振る舞いをしてるじゃん。働いてますみたいな、なんかちゃんとしてるみたいなさ、なんか集中して。ちゃんとやってるけどさ、こっちはもう普通にしてるからさ、客なのか店員なのか全然わかんない。なんかプラプラしてたり、携帯いじってたりとかもするしさ。
Yeah, over here they're on standby, you know?
そうだね。なんかいつでも話しかけていいですよっていう風にしてくれてるもんね。
Yeah.
どうぞ来いみたいな。そういうのがないからな、こっちは。なかなかわかりづらい。いや、終わり。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.